Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Moving too fast. Bet you if you had your way, you'd turn.
brother, sister, bless you, your brother, wisdom. What's going on, guys? All right. We got major, major changes coming to this realm, to the galaxy, major changes. And this is more so of a warning for the Saxons and a comforting for the original beings. Lately, we have been talking about how our bodies literally work perfectly under magnetic fields. We're talking about how we're celestial beings. You know, the previous message, you know, gave information on the operation of our how things operate. Okay? So we have some major changes coming because we're actually going through a deeper part of the Gates of Hermes. And within the Gates of Hermes, things are getting ready to become more evident of a more faster or more accelerated system. All right? So Gates of Hermes is literally accelerating the energy. All right? So where we are going right now, brothers and sisters, is we're becoming more conducive to this energy. All right? Because what's happening right now is the energy is literally shifting into a different organism, and it's a magnetic organism. So everything that we know right now that we've been taught, when the magnetic fields come in full position, we will forget everything that we were taught under this Saxon-based system, and we will remember everything that is ancient. Okay? We will remember everything that is ancient. We will remember everything that is of extremely high intelligence. Okay? Let's just say this. There are scheduled going to cosmic guidance. There are scheduled 7 class 5 X layers that will hit this planet. Okay? It's scheduled. And as we speak right now, the energy is building up for this. All right? These Saxons, they don't understand. They're saying, oh, you know, every 11 years, and it's an 11-year cycle, and this happens, this is, you know, they just recently, you know, figured some things out and made some things up. And they say, you know, every 11 years, the sun, the galactic sun, shifts. All right? That's what they say. Every 11 years, the galactic sun shifts. But see, they're trying to put a time on something that's cosmic because in the cosmos, there's no day and night. Like we said, we use these days that, you know, these months and days as mile markers. And we would love to use the planetary bodies called stars, but for the most part, these jokers always have the sky covered. You know, trying to make it cold. Right now it's 26 degrees. Because they're constantly fighting against the natural order. All right? So, just letting you guys know, scheduled 7 Class 5 X players to come to this planet. And this will be an extinction level event for humans and some hybrids. Not all hybrids, but some hybrids. All right? I'm just going to be straight up about this. And I know these taxes might not like this, but hey, it is what the fuck it is. All right? All indigenous people, all indigenous animals, all indigenous beings will be protected, will be just fine. No, none of the indigenous species of this planet, of this realm, will be harmed. All right? Every species, every entity, every person who is indigenous to this planet, to this realm, would not see any harm. The humans will, it'll be so many different things that will happen. All right? And I've already seen it. I've time traveled, I've already seen it. And this is in the near future. All right? This is the near future. And it's not looking good. All right? For them. All right? Everything that we use on a daily basis will be shut down and will literally be destroyed, you know, and the magnetic fields will erect a different energy. And brothers and sisters, we will begin to rebuild our realm the way it's supposed to be built. All right? We will rebuild our realm the way it's supposed to be built, and we will see to it that we don't suffer at the hands of an enemy ever again. Okay? So just letting you all know that there is schedule, and don't ask me when. Just know you keep your eyes on the galactic sun. Alright? You got suspicious observers, you got Wages World, I mean, you got so many different world news reports that they're constantly watching the sun. You can tap into NASA's satellite system. Alright? And you can keep your eye on our galactic sun. Just know that everything is in place. Everything is working. It's progress. Everything is in progress as we speak, brothers and sisters. Everything is in progress. All right? This energy is building up. All right? The energy is building up. So don't say, oh, when is this going to happen? And when is this going to happen? The energy is building up. Because the only thing I want to tell you guys is the energy is building up. Because I can't give a date, you know, on something. But what I do know is this energy is going to literally burst in power. And it's going to be on this realm. It's going to be on this planet. And it's literally, like we say, it's literally going to be an extinction event that will take place on this realm. All right? It will be an extinction event. Every species who is not indigenous to this planet, to this realm, will suffer. All right? As the magnetism continues to become more powerful, we will see this system and the beings who created this system and all the non-indigenous beings become weaker and weaker. Brothers and sisters, if you have a problem saying, you know, I'm feeling tired and I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, you need to change your diet. Because you're not supposed to be feeling tired and weary and all that. That's not a symptom of this shit ain't energy. You need to change your diet. You need to have a high alkaline diet. All right? So just understand, brothers and sisters, that we're getting ready to go through a major change, and I'm just letting you guys know. I'm not, like I said, I can't give you dates. I'm not giving you dates. I can't give you dates. We have dates for everything that's going to take place on this realm, and everything is moving in motion. All right? But what we do have, what we have, and we talk to the solar beings, we talk to those who rule over the sun, and we've had discussion, all right? We as the those who are over the galaxy, we've had discussions, and this is like what we came up with, and this is going to take place. So the energy is building up. Okay? Just to let you all know, the energy is building up for this event to take place. The energy is building up. But what is due is 7 Class 5 X flares that will hit this planet, hit this realm. And it will be catastrophic. And it would be deadly, but at the same time, it will be lively for those who are original. Because this, and it's going to be highly magnetic. Because this is literally the final, like, it's, you know, like when you see the fireworks, and you know you got that finality of everything at the end of the fireworks, and it's that boom, 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 boom. This is just the way it's going to be. All right, it's going to be that final burst, and then everything in this galaxy, on our planet, everything will literally be highly magnetized. But humans are not able to live under high magnetic, in a high magnetic atmosphere. Just let you guys know now. All right, humans cannot live under a extremely high magnetic atmosphere. And when we say extremely high, this atmosphere is going to be extremely high, which means that, brothers and sisters, we're going to see things that you can never imagine. This is going to be happening in our lifetime as we're watching this here now. But every species who is indigenous to this realm and to this planet will see no harm. All right? Just let you all know. Every species who is indigenous to this realm and to this planet will see no harm. As this energy begins to, as this the magnetic fields and the magnetic pressures begin to expand and expound, we will see so much that these inorganic beings, these alien beings created, fall and crumble and never return. When we say that things are going to collapse of their monetary system, and our people who are sleeping are like, oh, no, it's all right, it's just a recession, everything's coming back. No. The energy's shifting. All right? The energy is shifting, and everything is moving in opposite directions. All right? I don't know what's going on with YouTube. It's been acting up kind of lately, kind of. I don't know what's going on, but it's been acting up. But it's this energy that's shifting. You're going to see the internet falling. You're going to see, you know, just like at my workplace, you know, the computer system just jacking up. I mean, everything. As this energy gets higher, you're going to see it's going to be more evident to what's going on, what's going to take place. But in the very near future, brothers and sisters, we're going to be looking at 7 Class 5 X-flares that's coming from our galactic sun, and that will be the final hour. And this is going to happen in our lifetime. Everything else that we talked about is going into motion. But remember, the year 2024 will be the year of complete and total destruction. We're just letting you guys know. The year 2024 will be the year of complete and total, complete and utter destruction. All right? So right now, it's in fact the systems are falling and the energies are shifting and everything is working against them. We're watching very closely, brothers and sisters. We watch it very closely as things begin to move away from what they desire. And they have to try to force things into their manner, just like this weather that they're doing. But that's all right. All right? We are increasing the magnetic fields as we speak. All right? So just wanted to share that with you all. Extinction level event that will happen in our lifetime. Coming soon. Very, very soon. And remember, don't ask me what days is going to happen, because like I told you guys, the energy is building up. There's going to be somebody bound to say, well, what days is going to happen? All right? We ain't looking for that. All right? I'll catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and jelly beans. My chaos rings you forever and ever and ever. I remember chaos rings change, brothers and sisters. When this chaos happens and this change happens, we're going to know immediately what to do, because our bodies are going to literally be in the highest self. And this is where, you know, that magnetic field is literally going to help us to move into a more powerful area of life. All right. Let's leave this house to give me some rest. I'll catch you guys later. Let's follow you all.
All right. Royalty, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. And those are like a little of the updates, guys. This is 2023. Some of the information that I'm sharing with you are lectures in which, you know, perspectives in which I pulled, but they were done, I'd say, between 2020 and 2021, right? Conjure Queen and Shavi Zane, you know, two women that I love. It's very, very great to find the women energy, you know, the divine goddess energy, or however many like to coin themselves. But it's great to find that energy when it's in balance, you know what I mean? And enhancing your awareness, right, is also about just raising awareness to the things that may go on behind the scenes. But one thing I want to note is that what we focus on grows. So if we have any kind of fear to these things called black magic, right, that's today's podcast, guys. I've done a few podcasts before on black magic, but really in how it relates to the things that go on behind the curtain, you know what I mean, and how to defend, some steps on how to defend yourself. You know, at the end of the day, guys, to each their own teacher, to each their own witch, to each their own bruja, to each their own whoever, you know what I mean, a wizard, you know, to each their own magistry, if you will. But when it comes to the attacks, you know, who knew in raising your awareness, guys, that a lot of times it can be our very own skin folk, you know what I mean, in the mighty dollar, in the name of money, you know, who energetically, you know, could send things to people. And if you are in a state of unawareness, you know what I mean, you probably wouldn't even know that what is happening to you, you know what I'm saying? And it's a, again, it's an energetic thing that has happened for quite a while, and it's our very own people who do it to one another, you know what I mean? And, you know, to my understanding, that before, you know, when the invasion or however you will, we use these things to protect ourselves. We use these things to, you know, for survival. You know what I mean? But now it has been taken totally, it has been taken totally out of context, to the point to where when spirit has to step in, and when mother has to step in, okay, Mother Magic, when she has to step in to redirect things that have been out of order, we have been doing shit for so long without accountability. We have been getting away with sacrificing our children. We have been getting away with sacrificing our loved ones. We have been getting away. And these are people in your close perimeter. You know, it could be your family members, you know, setting you up, you know what I mean, to be sacrificed for a profit. You know, it could be, you know, if you're pissed off at your brother, you know what I'm saying, and you know, send your brother some shit, you know what I'm saying, just ill intent, you know, I hope his car breaks down, or, you know, just anything. You know, black magic spells that we have been doing behind each other's back for so long, guys. And when does it stop? No. It's not a place of when does it stop, because, again, when spirit mother has to step in to redirect a lot of shit that has been going on that we, quote, keep secret, it's just not good. All right? So, again, I want to paint some different perspectives. I know Shavi Zane is going to go into what our ancestors had to go through, you know, when it came to black magic. You know, it's on so many levels, guys. So, again, enhancing your awareness. I encourage you to do your own research at the end of the day in how you understand or understand black magic and how it relates in our world today. All right? So let's hear what Conjure Queen, and the video credits, guys, are in the show notes, okay? So it's in the show notes right now. So go like and subscribe to Conjure Queen. Go like and subscribe to Charles Zane. Remedy H is who I started out with, Remedy H on YouTube. Go and like and subscribe to his channel as well. You will love the content of these three people's channels, all right? All right, guys, so let's see our first lecture. Let's see. It's only 17 minutes, this one. This is not going to be a long, long show, guys, because I just wanted to paint some perspectives, but it's one thing to be aware. All right? So let's get into it.
Energy that is coming.
All right.
What happens is that when you shift in dimensions, you're shifting the alchemy in your mind. You're activating certain guide DNA in your mind. Okay, they talk about this in the Goetia. They talk about the 72 Goetia. Okay, that energy being trapped in the pineal gland, which is how you open up your psychic senses and tap into the God consciousness. Peace, family. Conjure Queen here. And in this segment, I want to talk about some of the important channels that I had got from spirit while meditating and pulling some of my tarot cards. Now, this is not to spread fear, but this is to spread awareness, okay? I think that it's important that we know the energy that is coming, so that way we can properly prepare for it. So as you all know that we are in a 7-year cycle, and 7 is dealing with a powerful number. It's a spiritual number. It's going to be a lot of spiritual revelations happening this year, and it's going to be a lot of chaotic energy being released into the planet. Now, for those who are sensitive, for those who have been tapped into the energy, you probably felt this already, probably like years back, but it's really getting strong now. Because those who have been in power for so long are losing, their time is running out. And I told you, karma is happening now. This is the year of justice. This is the year of judgment. This is the year of karma, okay? So we're going to see a lot of karma happening this year. People who have done you wrong, listen, you're going to see payback, okay? We're seeing that a lot of these celebrities and government officials are being exposed for all of these supposed trafficking situations. If you guys haven't heard about it, okay, you need to look in and find out some of the stuff that's being revealed now. A lot of secret things that have been hidden are being revealed. The veil is being ripped off, family, I'm telling you. And because the truth is coming out, a lot of people are not ready for the truth. You got to think about it. How did you feel when you came into consciousness for the first time? Because you got to think about it this way, right? Imagine you having a really good night's sleep, right? Like when you having a good sleep, you don't want nobody to disturb you. And then let's just say, you know, your alarm go off and it wakes you up. Let's say it's not even a day you got to go to work. It's not even a day you got to wake up. You forgot to turn your alarm off, right? And you wake up, you cranky, like you moody, like you're like, oh my God, I was having such a good sleep. I was just having a good dream. That's kind of how it's going to be when people wake up and they realize that this big Disney world that they've been living in or this fantasy that they've been conditioned to think that they live in, they're going to start to open their eyes and realize that everything that the conspiracy theorists been saying is coming to light. And I think that a lot of people owe conspiracy theorists a big apology because so far everything they've been saying been coming to light. Everything they've been saying been manifesting. Everything is happening exactly as they said, on time. I mean, I'm just going to throw it right out there. It's a spiritual war upon the anointed ones. You got to realize that I said again, those who are abusing their power, they are getting their ass beat, okay? Karma is not playing. The justice, yo, Ma'at, this is the year of Ma'at. This is the year of balance. This is the year of karma. Like, spirit is not playing. And anybody who's been utilizing magic, utilizing the occult knowledge that was supposed to be used to elevate ourselves, right, and raise up out of this dimension, they utilize that power and that knowledge to enslave people, to keep people following them and under their control, and just like just causing all of this confusion and sickness and stuff that we don't even need to be going through in this human experience. So life is really about to change, and you got to realize that the economy is changing, the school system is changing, like science, medicine, everything is changing. You should not have all of your money in the bank, okay? I've been saying this for years now. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? Bank of America has been taking people's money. There's been viral videos going all around social media, people complaining that their money is disappearing, okay? These banks are taking your money because there's a big, listen, I just seen a post talking about the U.S. is talking about, like, they have hit their limit, like, oh, I forgot how much, like, 5-point-something trillion or something. I don't even want to lie. I don't want to make up a number, but you can look it up yourself, okay? But it was up in the trillions, and they were saying that America has reached its limit in its debt. Like, what does that even mean, okay? They're talking about shutting down, and you got to think about it, like, what's going to happen to all of these government-funded systems and programs? It's going to be crazy because you got to think about it, right? It's going to be a lot of people that's going to be dependent on the government. So many people lost jobs. Pandemic, okay? And it's just going to be a nasty sight, okay? I'm talking about there's going to be financial issues, budget cuts. It's going to be job losses. It's going to be no more public assistance, like, people are going to be hungry out here. It's going to be sickness. It's going to be a lot of, like, high death tolls. And I'm talking about callbacks from the jab, okay? A lot of death tolls and callbacks from that because they wasn't even supposed to be doing that. And listen, a lot of troops are going to be coming to the light now, okay? A lot of people getting sick from that, a lot of symptoms, a lot of side effects, all that stuff is coming to the light. They know that the sleeping giants are waking up. They know that the God DNA is activating. They know what time it is. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to attack the anointed. You got to understand, this is why I am using my platform to teach you psychic self-defense, to teach you how to tap into alchemy, to teach you about these dark arts. And dark arts is not bad. I keep telling you, it's just powerful energy. You're dealing with primordial energy, unfiltered, raw energy, primal energy in order to manipulate the matrix or this reality in your favor. This is the same energy and same magic and same power that they've been using to entrap you, to enslave you, to keep you asleep. There are portals that's opening and entities and beings that's entering into this reality. There are chaos beings, chaotic energy entering into our plane. And a lot of people don't know how to handle that energy. Now, people who are magicians, alchemists, like those who are used to dealing with chaotic energy, dealing with magical energy, the alchemical fire, like we're used to handling that chaos. But for people who, let's say, been asleep for a minute and they just been in this daze, like, it's going to be too much for them, okay? And it's going to drive a lot of people crazy. That's why the crime rate is going to rise. That's why homelessness is going to increase, okay? That's why joblessness, okay, the economy is going to crash. It's a lot of crazy stuff that's happening right now, and I'm telling you, we need to do spiritual protection, like, seriously. Really quickly, I'm going to read to you the downloads that Spirit gave me that I wrote down, okay? Now, this is what Spirit says is going to happen. Spirit says a lot of chaotic energy is being released, causing a quickening to happen. Portals are opening up. Dimensions are shifting. Okay, 7 deals with the energy of the moon. The moon deals with Cancer. There's going to be a lot of emotions going on here, okay? Emotions people cannot handle. Family is going to be tested, okay? There's probably going to be some issues with family, family secrets being revealed. This is the time where you want to unify with your community, okay? And just because you are related to people by blood, it does not mean that they're family. Those are relatives. There's a lot of people who are the anointed, those who are woke, those who are the black sheep that know that you are different from your family. Maybe you are the black sheep and they ostracize you. This is the year where you want to unify with people who are on your same frequency. This is when your vibe will attract your tribe. And I'm telling you right now, just because you have people that are close to do, let's say you grew up with people, y'all relatives, y'all share the same blood, it does not necessarily mean that these people will be able to go with you into this new dimension. We are entering into a higher consciousness, okay? But when we mean by higher consciousness and new dimensions, we mean that dimensions are shifted based upon the mind. The universe is mental, all is mind. When people think that we're shifting into higher dimensions, they're expecting that this 3D dimension is just shift into something from a fantasy movie. That's not how that works, okay? What happens is that when you're shifting dimensions, you're shifting the alchemy in your mind. You're activating certain God DNA in your mind, okay? They talk about this in the Goetia. They talk about the 72 Goetia, okay? That energy being trapped in the pineal gland, which is how you open up your psychic senses and tap into the God consciousness. Because this is the year of the 7 dealing with the moon and Cancer, okay, this also deals with community, but also Isis, the queen of witches. Now, Isis is also known as Offset, and she synchronizes with the moon. She's known as the mother, okay, the nurturer. This is the year of the healers. This is the year of the teachers. This is the year when people, all of the spiritualists, okay, the psychics, the mediums, like, this is our time to rise. Because there's going to be so much sickness, so much pestilence, so many things happening to people, they're going to seek help. They're going to want to learn, like, what is all of this stuff that's happening? The truth is being revealed, so people are going to ask questions, like, oh, my God, if the government is lying to us, what's true? Who do we go to? Get me? So they're going to need therapy. They're going to look for the healers. They're going to look for those to guide them. This is the time where leaders need to stand up. When we talk about Offset, like, people think that she's this cool, kumbaya, peaceful, motherly, love and light energy. But we got to realize that when a mother's child is in danger or somebody is messing with a mother's child, that mother will turn into a ferocious beast, okay? Like, she will turn into a different type of scary entity. Now, I want to show you that Offset has many different aspects, okay? There is a dark aspect to Offset, and there is a light aspect to Offset. And what's happening is that dark moon goddess is coming forward, okay? Nehelenia, okay, queen of darkness, queen of the dark moon, she is coming forward, and she brings drastic change. And when we're talking about the dark goddess, like, we're talking about Kali, like, we're talking about Oya, like, we're talking about Urjuni Dantor, like, we're talking about Tiamat, like, we're talking about powerful as goddesses of the dark night, the dark moon, okay? She comes to clean shit up. She comes to destroy things that are no longer serving us to make room for the things that we need in our journey. And so expect that drastic change will happen on the macrocosm and the microcosm. A lot of truths are going to be revealed. And once again, like I said, during those traumatic times, during those transformative times, people are going to look for the healers. They are going to look for us. So we got to be careful because there's going to be a lot of liars and charlatans, okay, a lot of false prophets, okay, a lot of false teachers. You got to open up your third eye, and that's what I mean by a lot of spiritual gifts are turning on. Some of y'all probably have already started feeling the ascension symptoms, okay? I'm talking about tingling in the body, having out-of-body experiences, the lucid dreaming, okay? I'm talking about having these vivid dreams that you can't even explain. Some of y'all probably even have some episodes of moving things with your mind, okay? Or literally levitating. Like, there's stuff that's happening. I'm telling you right now. Some of y'all might be like, this sounds crazy, But if you haven't experienced it, of course it's going to sound impossible to you. Just like once upon a time, you thought that magic and the occult was just fantasy. But here you are watching this video, right? So I want to just point out something to you. You need to protect yourself and your family from what is coming. There is an attack on a lot of the truth speakers out here, okay? They are pushing liars to the forefront to deceive you, and they are hiding and censoring the ones who are speaking the truth. You have to utilize your third eye to discern between what's real and what's not. And not to mention, when I had pulled tarot cards on this, right? The cards that came out was the Five of Pentacles, the Five of Swords, and the Seven of Swords. And I asked about what is the energy that's coming to Earth right now? What is the energy that's coming to society? Like, what can we expect? And they told me, like, there's going to be a lot of financial problems. There's going to be a lot of job loss, a lot of sickness, illness, pestilence, okay? Shortage of food. People going to be out here, like, robbing, stealing, home invasions. And I'm not even trying to, like I said once again, like I'm not even exaggerating. Like it's going to get messy. Sometimes things get worse before they get better, okay? Like I said, it is a cleansing that's going on. Earth is literally detoxing. Their time is up, okay? It is time for the goddesses to rise. It is time for the gods to rise. It is time for the sleeping giants to rise and wake up and step into your power, okay? Because people are going to be looking for us and seeking counsel. It's time for you to step into who you are meant to become. This is why it is very important that you utilize your protection, because there is spiritual war on the anointed ones right now. They don't want you out here spreading this truth. They don't want the people waking up, okay? They're trying to keep this sleep spell going as long as they can, but listen, it's a wrap. Family, listen, this is really important. Spirit told me what was coming, and in that dream and vision that I got, Spirit prepared for me a ritual to protect ourselves. Just like, so you remember in the Bible when God had told Moses to tell the people to put blood on the door because a pestilence was coming, like a curse was coming, and that those who wanted to avoid the curse needed to follow God's instructions, right? So I believe that Spirit is giving those who are anointed warnings, like giving us premonitions, giving us dreams to prepare ourselves, to stock up, to unify, to come together, to strategize, okay? Spirit is not just going to throw us out there to the wolves. I definitely feel like we will be okay. The Spirit did prepare for me a ritual of protection for the family, and I want to share that with you guys. We are doing a powerful protection ritual this Sunday, okay? January 22nd, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are doing a live ritual. This protection ritual will ward off evil, pestilence, evil eye, secret enemies. I'm talking about it's going to ward off financial problems, relationship blocks. Like I said, it's an attack on the family. It's an attack on the people, on the anointed ones, okay? That's why they're trying to keep us separated and arguing and fighting one another. We have to unify at this time. This is how they stayed in power. They divided us consistently, made us hate our differences, when we really need to just focus on the one similarity that we have. We are all God consciousness. We are all eternal beings, okay? We are all on this plane, on this journey to elevate ourselves and get the hell up out of this Maya or matrix, okay, to raise our consciousness. That is the whole point of this freaking simulated reality video game called Life. There is a deadline to sign up for the protection ritual, okay? So I'm going to put the details in the description. If you want to be a part of this powerful protection ritual, if you want to protect your family, if you want to cover yourself, your house, and your loved ones, I highly recommend being part of this protection ritual family. If you want to know more details, once again, look at the description. Click the link in the description. And listen, family, we're going to be all right. And we are going to be covered. Don't you worry about it. I have a good feeling about this. I know that everything is going to work itself out. We just have to have faith. We have to be strong. We have to continue to keep being in our power, continue to keep studying, continue to keep just doing us, being us, and knowing that everything's going to work itself out. And as I know that we are all tapped into God consciousness, right, we're all collective consciousness, like tapping into the Akasha. I know I'm not the only person that's been getting these downloads. Like, if you also been getting these downloads, please feel free to drop them in the comments at your family, because I really feel like Spirit has been giving all of us a message, but we have to put the puzzle pieces together to figure out this problem, right, to solve this freaking puzzle, okay? So I definitely look forward to doing a ritual with you, family. I will see you soon. If you have any questions, once again, drop them in the comments and share this with a friend. Share this with somebody who you definitely feel like needs this spiritual protection, who can utilize this video. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new to the channel. And like I said, I will be posting more content teaching you about magic to protect yourself, to protect your family, and also dispelling the rumors and the lies about black magic and dispelling that it's evil, because it's not. It is our power. They've been hiding it from us. They've been using it against us. And now I am teaching the people how to take their power back and how to utilize magic to bend the matrix and to make things happen in their favor. Ashe, Aho, Amen. Until next time, family, Country Queen signing out. Peace.
It's how you use it, right? Nothing is truly evil. It's just how we use it. Oh, all right. So, give me a second, guys. I'm going to pull up our next lecture video. Let's see. All right. She was kind of going into how to hack the matrix by black magic. I haven't heard this one, guys, so
interesting. Magic is...
Here we go.
Peace, family. Kanji Queen here. And in this segment, we are going to be talking about the reasons why they tell you magic is forbidden. Magic is evil. Magic is wicked, okay? Magic is the devil. Are you going to go to hell if you touch magic? Now, if I tell you the real reason why they've been telling you for all of these generations why magic is evil, it is going to blow your mind. You guys are ready for the truth? Listen, let me tell you. The reason why they told you that magic is forbidden, that it's evil, that it's the devil's work, is because once upon a time, magic was once known to give mortals the power of gods. Now, if you know that information, if magic can give mortals the power of immortality, if magic can give mortals the power of a god, now you can understand why they don't want you to have that power. But who is the one that don't want you to have this power? We're getting into it now, okay? Because there were certain spiritual traditions, the indigenous spiritual paths, right? The ones that encourage people to find truth, to understand themselves, to utilize nature and magic in order to understand thyself as within, so without, right? As above, so below. We studied magic in order to understand how the universe works as well as the universe inside of ourselves, because the universe and we are one, right? It's not separate. That's what magic was teaching us. It was teaching us the higher knowledge, the higher principles, and everything and all things, the mineral kingdoms, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom. Like, we were able to understand the secret hidden knowledge and language and messages and all of these things. That's what magic was about. When you touch, listen, let me explain something to you, okay? Those who have the power, they use magic to keep the whole population asleep. What if I told you that we live in a magical world and they just convinced you to think that magic does not exist? And I'm going to explain to you because, yo, I just discovered some information that kind of blew my mind. Now, y'all know that magic is spells, and spells is all about words, right? Like, the tongue is more mightier than the sword. The words that we speak makes reality come into existence, especially if you have Hekau. Okay, some people are born with a certain gifted tongue. There's old sayings in many different traditions. They have different names for it, but people have a certain magical tongue, a certain magical abilities, and even in ancient Egypt, they called it Hekau or Heka, right? The magical word, the magical tongue, those who can bring certain things into existence by speaking. There were certain ancient tribes that were forbidden to speak because they were known to be so powerful. Their words, just them opening their mouth, they can create storms. They can make a person drop dead. Like, they can raise the dead. Like, they words were powerful. Words are powerful. So understanding that, right? What if I told you that your governments keep you in this spell because you signed it in blood when you were born? Certificate, right? Yo, you got to realize that everything, the contracts, signatures, debts, all of that, all of this stuff is spells, contracts, okay? When you sign these things, you are volunteering to enter into this system, this magical world. What if we live in a world of Neptune, this Neptunian world? Like, they tell us that this is Earth, but how do we know that this is even Earth, right? Like, if they lied about so many different things. They lied about what year it is. Like, they lied about magic being evil. They lied about religion. Like, they lied about history. They lied about slavery. Like, who's to say what's true and what's not true anymore? Like, this is what I'm trying to say. When you come down this rabbit hole with me, and I told y'all, do y'all sure y'all want to do this, okay? Because once you come down this rabbit hole, once you touch magic, once you eat of the forbidden fruit, there is no going back. I want you to understand that. You can't just be like, oh, let me just sample a little bit of that fruit. I want to see what it tastes like and see if I like it. And if I do, then, you know, I might stay on that side. And if I don't, I'll just go right back. No, it don't work that way. Once you take a little bite, nibble of that fruit, baby, it's just like you going down a rabbit hole. And the deeper you go, it's just like, yo, you uncover some shit that really just shakes up your reality. Now I'm going to say something to you. They have, this whole entire world is full of illusions. It's fakery, it's fuckery, and it's lies. The Matrix, Maya, like the ancient indigenous people knew that this world was the world of illusions. And this is why we studied magic and the occult, because it reminded us that, you know what, this is just a temporary time that we're having in this physical body. It's literally like a virtual reality game. And so we study these occult sciences and we study necromancy because it was the world outside of this video game or this matrix or this simulated reality. Thing is, when you come into a physical body, like, you lose your memory, like, that's part of the game. But there's people who know the rules of the game, and so what they did was they started to utilize magic for their own control. So they started to say, you know what, how can we keep people in slavery and not let them know that they're slaves? Oh, you know what, let's do it under contracts, right? Lawyers, attorneys, magistrates, okay, the lawyers are freaking magicians. Yo, let me explain something to you. This is why you need to study Latin. You need to study languages, right? This is why I love studying different languages and learning about Latin and different spiritual practices, because when you study different languages and different spiritual books and different spiritual paths, all of these things start to tie in together. And so they tell you that, you know, this religion is right, that religion is right. Like, what if we're supposed to study all these different books? Because there's, like, different chapters, and they have different occult knowledges and gems that we need, but they created this division to make us hate one another and bash each other's religion and each other's spiritual path, and we're actually supposed to be studying each one of these and unifying them. Like, every religion has its own mystical teachings, right? Shit is crazy. I'm getting off track. Get back on track. Okay. Whew. All right. When we were talking about how we stuck into this illusion world full of contracts and lies and magic, right? Like, they got everybody under this sleep spell, but you signed this birth certificate into this system. And as long as you subscribe to this system or you fall under their sleep and spell, you automatically agree to what it is that they're trying to subscribe to you. Perfect example. We were talking about how the attorneys are magicians, lawyers are magicians. Like, when you go into law school, you're studying all of these terms and these slangs, and a lot of these words have Latin words, right? And you have to understand these different languages and the etymology of certain words. And when you start to understand the law, like, all of these lawyers really do is they're magicians with the words. They can hide certain things with their linguistics, like, what is Mercury? Like, Mercury is a trickster, but he's also the god of words and speech. He's also known as Jehuti, right? Hermes Trismegistus, right? He has many different names, but Mercury is also the god of magic. Mercury is an oracle. Okay, so now we're going even deeper down this rabbit hole, because now we're talking about the same people that go to these Ivy League schools, right? They go to these fancy colleges, and they go, and I'm not saying all lawyers, all attorneys are magicians, but we got to understand what we're dealing with here, okay? Like certain people, the magistrate. What does that mean, magistrate, the magi, magi, magic, magician, okay? And the magician or the magi is the judge, and he is the one who determines what happens to your life in the courtroom, okay? So all of these contracts, okay, all of these debts, yo, I just happened to look up the word mortgage. Now, they tell us that certain religions tell us that we're not supposed to be studying the dead and necromancy and stuff. But, yo, when you sign a mortgage, do you know what the word mortgage means? Mort means death in Latin, mort or mortis, right? It means to die or death. Mortgage means literally a death contract, a death pledge. You pledge that this contract will stay into existence until you die. Like, literally, you're signing your life away. So it's like a death contract. Crazy, right? Like, you literally say, I'm signing my life away to this. And literally, when you think about it, from the time that you're born, your birth certificate, to, like, when you sign up to go to school, you sign up for these jobs, you sign up for all of these debts, like, you're literally just collateral. And you're feeding into this spell. And the only way to break this spell is to honestly, like, to be aware of what it is that they're doing. Learn about these words. Understanding that we live in a simulated reality and we're supposed to be using this magic. Imagine, yo, this is crazy. That's like they have the cheat codes to the game. And you sitting here thinking you playing fair, and no, like, what if I told you that there really is no rules to this shit? They told you that there's rules, but there's not. They made these rules up. These man-made rules, these laws, right? The laws that keep you in control, these are made by who? The lawyers, the magistrate, the Senate, all of these people, these governments, they're all in cahoots, and they're all magicians. They're all occultists. And they have this power and that black magic stuff that they told you to stay away from, that they made you so fearful. Like, that fear is embedded in the DNA. That's how deep it is. This is ancestral fear we're talking about. That's why we got to move past that. That's what shadow work is about. It's about, yo, working through all of those fears and shit and facing it, looking face to face and be like, yo, I'm overcoming this. Like, I need to evolve out of this shit. I am breaking that sleep spell that was put on my ancestors, because I'm not going through that shit again. That trauma is still in our DNA. Crazy. Yep. Let me tell you, learning about language and stuff.
You know, a lot of times we often don't think about what our ancestors truly had to go through. Man, I'm tapping into that. And, it's pretty deep. It's pretty heavy. And with the ancestral trauma that our ancestors went through, what do you think that our generation before, our mothers and our fathers and our uncles, you know, went through? And a lot of things were always kept secret. Like, there's so many fucking secrets. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for the energy spin, and this is cosmic, you guys, okay? The reversals, the changing of the guards, this is cosmic. So what I mean by that is there are no more secrets. So with secrets being revealed, it doesn't mean fear. It just means that we are ushering in a new age or a new era that is divinely cosmic and ordered, ordained, and that entails that there are no more secrets. So shadow work, as she's saying, healing, you know, all of that deep stuff that we tends to sweep under the rug. There's no more sweeping, you guys. It's just, you know, and I like to tell people, sometimes the pain is so thick that a lot of us can't or won't, you know, we'll rather go to the grave. And that's understandable. Although that, you know, maybe that will be an alternative if we do not, and I'm talking about myself too, you know, it's like a lot of decisions that I had to make and rearrange, and even about my own life, you know, in order to in order to not be in that pit of my own self-hell that I built for myself, right? So going back to understand, and Charlie Zane is going to get into our ancestral, but I'm loving this.
Learn about magic. Let me tell you something. Magic was forbidden by the church, by religion, because it once people tap into magic, once you understand that you can talk to God, you can talk to the divine without having to go through a pastor, through a priest, like you don't need like a mediator, like you can go directly to source. You can get the knowledge yourself. That's what the forbidden fruit in the Bible was talking about in Eden. Right? And they talk about, oh, Eve was such a terrible person because of her, you know, we fell into sin. It's like, no, you got to understand that all of these stories were just mythologies, or these were just stories to guide us into higher consciousness. Like every religion has its own mystical mysteries. Like they hide it, they hide the truth, and then they sprinkle in some lies, and you got to learn how to read in between those. You feel me? You got to understand, like, they hide certain things. They ancient our ancestors and stuff, they never put everything out there on the forefront. Like, they used allegory, and they used metaphors and certain things and the language in the books. And so these people who gathered these ancient knowledge and ancient sciences, like necromancy, black magic, and all of that stuff, alchemy, right, they said, you know what, how can we take this power and capitalize off of it? How can we keep it for ourselves and keep the people in darkness? How can we do that and keep this going for generations? And so they said, you know what, let's give them religion. We're going to force this on them. What we're going to do is we're going to kill all of their teachers, all of their elders, everybody who knows the truth. We got to get rid of them. And then we're going to take all of their babies, all of their kids, and we want to take them and we want to re-educate them. And we're going to tell them that this is who they are. We're going to tell them that this is the religion that they practice. We're going to tell them this is where they came from, okay? And we're going to keep passing on these stories. We're going to put this in the books. We're going to put this in the movies. We're going to keep repeating this story until they integrate this into their DNA where they will no longer question us. And so that was the story of how that happened, okay? I'm trying to tell you, like, that sleeping spell is breaking now. That's why you came into this consciousness. Like, people are turning on. Everybody turns on at their own time. I'm getting tongue-tied. Everybody turns on at their own time. This is why, like, yo, Bobby Hemmings had a video, and it was basically talking about, like, yo, you can't be trying to wake people up before they time. Like, we all have a certain timer set, like, before we came into this physical body, like, our consciousness already knew, like, all right, boom, at this particular time, at this age, at this place, this is what my consciousness is going to turn on, this is what I'm going to remember, my purpose, who I am, where I come from, like, I'm just going to sign on and get to work. This is what I'm going to do it. Now, your time may be sooner than other people, but that doesn't mean that you're better than them. That doesn't mean that they're going to stay asleep forever. They're going to wake up when they need to wake up. It's kind of like, let's say, for instance, like you set your alarm to wake up at, I don't know, like 7 a.m. And your roommate, let's say, you know, your roommate set their alarm to go off at, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. Now, you waking up early. Now, imagine you going to your roommate, and you being like, yo, it's time to go. Like, my alarm went off, you need to wake up too. Like, that person's going to be pissed the fuck off. Like, yo, who the fuck are you coming in my room waking me up? My alarm does not go off in a few more hours. When you be pissed, somebody come and wake you up before you have to wake up, right? So it's the same thing, like, with consciousness. It's like, yo, you can't be forcing people to wake up before they time. When they're ready to wake up, they're going to wake up. When they're ready to get to work and they're ready to turn on and activate their DNA, then they will. But at the end of the day, we still got to continue to spread this information and plant the seeds. Like, that's why I don't even stress it. It's like, yo, I put out information. Who's meant to get it will get it. And like I said, it's going to be some pushback, but look, they're using our science to keep the people asleep. And now we got to utilize, I feel like, the people that are in the know, like spiritualists that know about occult, the occult sciences, that know about alchemy, that know about magic, like, we really got to start utilizing that shit to improve ourselves. Like, not to be hexing each other and cursing this person and that person and stealing this person's man. Like, you know, that's petty stuff. Like, I get it. Like, witches are going to be doing that forever. But I'm saying, look, we got this power. Like, God or spirit blessed us with this gift. So how are we utilizing this to leave a better impression on this world before we leave? You feel me? And that's really my point. Like, I'm using the gift that spirit gave me, this voice, this platform, to spread this information, to talk about our ancestral ways, to make sure that this information and our cultural ways and our spiritual truths does not get forgotten. Because a lot of history has been written out, and we have to continue to keep talking about these stories so that way it can become ingrained in our DNA. Just like they try to ingrain and keep repeating traumas and slavery movies and telling us certain things, like, yo, I'm over that narrative. You feel me? Like, aren't you guys tired of playing a victim? Right? Aren't you ready to start creating your own reality? That's what I mean.
And, you know, that is a huge one. You're talking about the forms of black magic that has been used. And it is a slavery program. I keep saying that, guys. And I mean no disrespect, because the sacred melanin carbon beads, you know, is sacred and it's to be respected. And I get that. Although we have to, what's the song? All around the world, same song. You know what I mean? So if we singing the same song, how we've been victimized and how we've been doing this, if we going, around in circles. Over and over and over again, that whole black magic spell about, you know, we victimhood, you know, grandma got beat and da 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 da, you know, yeah, acknowledging it. But the black magic spell that is called victimhood that we repeat over and over and over again, guys. And what she's saying too, when are we going to grow from that, right?
That's why they told you to stay away from magic. When you touch magic, you become a god. You are no longer a mortal. You become immortal. You become godlike. What is a god? The generator, operator, and destroyer of your reality. You get out of this simulated reality. You are no longer a sim. You unplug. You feel me? And now you are in control. You are no longer just an idle avatar anymore in this freaking simulated reality. You are a conscious being, a conscious thinking being, and you have true will. Right? A magician's power is weighed by his or her own will. How strong is your will? Are you easily influenced? How long can you concentrate? Right? Your consciousness is your greatest tool. That's what really makes you powerful. That's what really makes your spells and your magical, alchemical results really matter. It's like, can you concentrate on an idea? Or is your mind always going and jumping from here to there and you can't get nothing completed? Right? A magician is a person that can bring things from the unseen into the physical world. That's what alchemy is really about. That's what creation is really about. It's about bringing the unseen into the seen, materializing thoughts, making thoughts real, as above, so below. You feel me? Manifesting. We live in a magical world. We live in a world full of illusions. And they've been telling you, and they lied to you and made you, they got you so stuck in the left brain, and that's why your magical powers can't turn on. Shit is crazy. They got people under this spell. They got people in fear. They got people fearing their own power. How? How is that? They use all of the cheat codes, and meanwhile, you doing bad in life when you really need to be tapping into this ancestral power. Once you touch magic, you can never go back again. People that tap into the spiritual path and people that go crazy, it's honestly because they went too deep before they was ready. Like, spirit never gives you what you can't take, but some people, remember, like, when you tap into magic, like, now you have free will of your own. You're able to make your own choices, right? Like, you got to realize something, okay? There's some people that get so addicted to the power of magic. Like, magic is powerful. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, when you do your first spell and you see it manifest, like, yo, it's an experience that you just have to go through. Like, I can't even sit here and tell you what it feels like. Like, anybody who's casted their first spell, do you guys remember what your first spell was? How did you feel? If you do, like, drop it in the comments, drop it in the chat, like, let us know. Because it's really an amazing feeling that's hard to describe in words. And it's really about, like, you realizing, like, yo, I did that. I took control of my reality. Like, I visualized what I wanted. I spoke it into existence, and it happened. Wow, I'm fucking popping. If I could do this, what else can I do? So it starts to give you this confidence, this glow, like this magnetism to you. That's why a lot of magical people are very attractive. Like, they have a lot of sexual energy. I'm telling you, when you start tapping into magic, like, your sex drive will be off the fucking roof. I'm telling you, like, you will always be in heat. You will always just be like, whew. It's something about that kundalini. It's something about sexual energy, magical energy. It's all tied in together. I will tell you that, okay? It makes you very magnetic. But when you tap into this magic, like, you, your DNA, your body literally changes. You got to understand, like, if something happens alchemically to you, your mind transforms, your brain transforms, like, your cells transform. You become a different being when you tap into magic. You literally become a god, immortal. I'm trying to tell you this. Start to learn how to bend reality. When your third eye opens, like, you can't close your third eye again. And that's why, like I was saying, people tend to go crazy because they try to open up these chakras before they're ready. Like, they try to tap into energies, and they don't know what they're doing. Like, they're not doing – sorry, it got disconnected. They not studying, they not doing the research, like, they just probably watching one TikTok video on magic, and then they cast a spell, and they wondering why they life going to shit. Like, you can't just do that. Like, you got to understand the basic foundations of magic. You feel me? And people ask, like, where can I learn about magic? You know, like, honestly, there's so many different books that you could start with. I do like this book called The Secret Science by John Baines. It's a really good book, and it talks about the seven universal principles, and he talks about, like, magic. He talks about how to cultivate the mind so that you can create your reality with the mind. Because, you know, forget about candles, forget about herbs, forget about potions and all of that other stuff, right, for one moment. Like, that does enhance spells, but I want you to realize that your greatest tool is your mind. If you don't have none of that stuff, like, you can utilize your mind. That's what I like about that book, The Secret Science. It talks about that. So check out The Secret Science. I also have that in my Amazon link. And if you know what, if, let's say you're the type of person that needs visuals, like, you're a visual learner like me, and you need to learn, like, you know, how do you utilize magic, what tools to use, and how to do certain breathing exercises, how to tap into certain ancestral powers, how to learn about these spirits. Like, I have online classes, guys. Like, I have an ancestral class. I have a class on candle magic. I have a class on moon magic. I feel like the women especially need to know about moon magic because that is powerful, okay? Tapping into that lunar magic, and we just had a full moon. I'm telling you right now, that moon is powerful once you learn how to work with her secrets, all right? And depending on when you were born, certain people can tap into different type of moon frequencies because your moon sign tells a lot about what type of magician you are, okay? The moon is synchronized with magic as well. And we get into that in the moon magic class. So you guys are playing. Y'all need to learn about this moon magic. Y'all need to learn about how to tap into dragon magic. When you're working with the serpent energy, listen, that's probably a little bit more advanced. I would say do the candle magic or the moon the candle magic 101 or moon magic. Start off with that if you want to learn how to do tap into your magic. And even if you are an advanced practitioner, you can still learn new things about moon magic. You can still learn new things about spirits. Like, never get so big-headed when you get into the spiritual path where you think you know everything. Like, I think that's probably a lot of magicians' downfall, where they start to get into their ego. And they start feeling like, oh, I know everything. And, you know, I know all the magical practices. I know this, and I'm better than you. Like, we know some of those people, right? They start thinking, they start feeling themselves, and they think they know everything. You can't tell them nothing anymore. And so, you know, they go through the tower moment where they actually fall. We're going to start seeing that a lot this year. Okay, 2023, a lot of people are going to fall for their high horse. A lot of people that were stuck in ego
is going to have that tower moment. So it's going to be a lot of humbling experiences, okay? Just telling you, because this is a spiritual year, and a lot of consciousness, a lot of awakenings, a lot of psychic powers are going to turn on. People's spiritual gifts are turning on. That's why I be saying, like, yo, some of y'all have so many spiritual gifts and you sleeping on it. Like, people come to me and they get readings, and I be like, yo, do you know that you're clairsentient? Like, that's the reason why every time you go outside, like, you get overstimulated with emotions, because you're a clairsentient. You're supposed to be protecting your energy. Like, literally, these are people with spiritual gifts who never had the proper training. A lot of you guys are shamans and don't even know it. Like, we, back in the day, we had ancestors and elders who knew the early signs of when a child has certain spiritual gifts, and they would take that child in and cultivate them, or a shaman would take them in and train them and show them how to utilize these gifts. But now, you know, so much information has been lost, so now we have kids thinking that something's wrong with them because they diagnose it as ADHD, or this person's schizophrenic, or they're bipolar. But these medical doctors, these Western doctors, don't really understand the spiritual sciences. Like, no, he's not schizophrenic. Like, he has a certain gift where he can see things beyond a certain frequency that we can see, right? Like, we can only see the certain spectrum of light for physical things. People that's known to have, like, see beyond that, the light spectrum. And that's why sometimes it can be overstimulating, because you got to realize that as a human body, this is a vessel. We are a vessel of light, of energy. And when that vessel becomes overstimulated with too much energy, too much excitement, it can become short circuit and blow a fuse. And sometimes that happens to schizophrenic people, because they need certain training, certain breathing exercises, certain things they need to do in ritual to soothe them through these processes. Like, it's levels to this, yo. It's levels. It's a lot of spiritually tapped in people that's just been thrown away into, like, psych wars for generations. And they systematically do this. They make people think that, you know, they make society think that these people are crazy, and they're not. A lot of you guys are tapped in. A lot of you guys have spiritual gifts, and I'm telling you, get a spiritual reading with me, and we can sit down and we can talk to the spirits, and we can pull the cards, and we can figure out what ancestral connections you have, what spirits are around you, what spiritual gifts you have. Because you could possibly be having spiritual gifts and don't even know it, and you're sitting here wondering why you're having all of these symptoms, why you always having these crazy-ass headaches, right? Because you have certain gifts, and you don't know how to properly do a head wash. Some of you guys, let's say you might be clairvoyant, right? People who are clairvoyant, like, they might be more vulnerable to headaches because their third eye is more open, right? They have to do certain spiritual baths and wear certain things on their head, put certain washes in their head to keep their head cool, because their crown chakra is more prone to being open. This is stuff that's not taught to us in school. This is the stuff that's taught to us by spirit, by the shamans, by the spiritual entities on the other side. This is why I say tap into magic. Once you tap into magic, you have that foot in the door that gives you access to information that the mundane person or the mortal person doesn't have access to. That serpent was just basically giving Eve the knowledge. Well, that was knowledge of self, magic. And what's so bad about eating the fruit of knowledge? Somebody make it make sense to me. I asked any pastor this question, they can never answer me. I asked this question since I was like 4 years old in the church. Like, yo, what was so bad about eating that fruit of knowledge? Why don't God want us to know ourselves? Why is that information hidden from us? What God don't want us to evolve? What God want us to stay stagnant? Aren't all entities, all beings given the right to evolution? Every entity, every being, every conscious thing on this planet is evolving right now. Every amoeba, every molecule, every bacteria, every virus, like every ant, every insect, animal, bird, swimming thing, flying thing, crawling thing, you think of it, it's here to evolve. Like, this earth is just a freaking experiment. Like, you guys got to understand that. We're not even from here. Like, our ancestors, who I'm channeling, okay. Our ancestors said we're not even from here. Like, you got to understand that a lot of us come from different galaxies. This was just like a resting point, a stop-off point. Like, we came here, it was an experiment. We came here to cultivate the land. Certain things happened, okay? Basically, Earth was created to see how certain life forms can cohabitate together. There was a lot of wars and stuff like that going on with different galaxies, different star systems, different planets, different worlds, different realms. And, you know, at one point in time, we were able to communicate with beings on different dimensions on this plane, right? Like, we would hear stories about elves and fairies and dragons and all different types of people, blue people and stuff, right? And there's a really good book called Space Aliens, and it talks about how a lot of people who served in, like, the war and stuff, like, they talk about how they went underground and they seen these reptilian-like beings and these people, these beings that were, like, blue beings, okay? Blue freaking beings. They said something looked like they were from, like, Sirius, but they were, like, allies, and they would help these men during the Vietnam War. Like, they would protect them. Like, crazy stories, I'm telling you. Like, these are documented stories of real soldiers talking about, like, yo, these are Native Indians, black, quote-unquote, black people, right? American black people that talk about, like, yo, like, our ancestors said we come from the stars. Like, we're star people. Like, they taught us the secrets. So that's why they say, like, people who are indigenous, like, they have certain different bloodlines, like, certain different blood than other people. Like, when you start getting into the bloodlines and stuff, the different blood types, like, that shit gets deep, too. And you got to understand something. Sometimes you can go through magical withdrawals and magical burnouts. Okay, this is why it's so important to have a spiritual teacher or somebody to guide you and tell you when you need to take breaks, when you need to get back on your shit, you know, certain exercises you need to do to strengthen your psychic muscle, because sometimes you can get magic burnout. That's when, like, you're doing so many different spells and you literally feel, like, drained, like you need to go ground yourself, you need to go take a coffee bath, okay, reinstall that energy, ground yourself, like, if you can go out into the sea, go take a salt bath, get that energy cleansed, okay, especially if you are empath. Empaths definitely need to cultivate more spiritual baths of grounding, okay? Now, psychic withdrawal or spiritual magic withdrawal is when, let's say, for instance, you've been doing a spell for, like, I don't know, let's say you've been doing this ritual for prosperity, and like I said, magic can become addictive, like it's power. Like, you literally have the power to manipulate the universe. Magic is really just bending natural energy in your favor. There's nothing evil about it, right? It's either you know how to do it or you don't. Now, people who do know how to do this, they have an advantage over reality than people who don't. That's why they don't want to have you having this knowledge. Now, when you tap into this power, when you tap into magic, hold on, what is going on with this thing? Sorry, guys. This weekend. Where was I? When you stepping into your power of magic, you gotta realize that if you've been doing rituals for money, right? And let's say you just stop. You just be like, you know what, all right, I don't want to do magic no more. Forget my ancestors, forget the spirits, forget it. I just wanna enjoy everything that I've got. You gotta realize that you gotta feed that. You gotta maintain that. Because if you got everything that you got from magic, what is magic? Magic is an illusion. So if we live in a world of illusions and you're playing by the rules and using magic to keep up this illusion, to keep the money coming, right, if you just stop, then you can literally fall. Okay, you can go through magical withdrawals. You can be so used to that high of magic that when you just stop doing it, like, we see people who just use magic for greed and for selfish things, and, like, when we hear about it backfiring, it's because you either didn't keep feeding that energy. Like, keep feeding that idea, keep feeding that dream. It's just like anything, right? Like, if you got a garden, you got to tend to that garden. If you don't tend to that garden, you don't water the plants and nurture it, it's going to die, right? If you got a pet, if you don't feed your pet, care for your pet, love for your pet going to die. Whatever it is, like, you got to take care of that thing to keep it going. Just like magic. You've got to nurture it. You got to nurture your ancestors. You got to nurture your spirits. You got to nurture your gifts. You got to exercise these muscles to keep them strong, right? You got to maintain it. And so I feel like that's an education that we really need in the spiritual community. It's like spiritual maintenance, how to do spiritual workouts, psychic workouts to keep your gifts sharp, right? Having somebody on your toes, something like that. Like, we need that in this spiritual community. So that is the reason why magic is forbidden. Magic is forbidden because it gives mortals the power of the gods. It gives you the power to be the generator, operator, and destroyer of your reality. Once you understand how powerful that is, it gives you the power to manipulate reality in your favor. Wow, you really do become a god. Makes you wonder why they don't want you to have this power, huh? Because that means that you wouldn't have to rely on them anymore. That means that you become sovereign, right? That means that you literally become the god of your own reality. That's powerful. The universe is mental, all is mind. And if you think that somebody or something is above you or better than you, more powerful to you, then that will be true. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can create your own reality. If you don't like the way your reality is, if you want things to be different, if you're tired of seeing other people succeed while you working your ass off and you working hard and you realize, like, you know what, life doesn't have to be this hard. It could be easier. When you're ready to stop living that hard life and live that soft and simple and magical life, then come down that rabbit hole with me, okay? I'm telling you, life can be so much easier. It does not have to be hard. They lied to us. There's a hack in this game, okay? And they have the cheat codes, and I'm giving you guys the cheat codes. Okay, access this magical knowledge. Turn on. Become a god. Become a goddess. All right? Let's shift this reality. You don't like how it is? We can change it. We can be the change that we want to see in this world. It starts with us. Okay? Aho, I'm in vibe. Okay. Let's get started, family. Stop playing. I need to get on this magic shit. Y'all need to start studying, meditating, and getting yourselves right. This is a powerful year, you guys. This is a spiritual year. You guys are ready. Woo! The gods are turning on and sleeping giants are waking up. I'm here for it.
You all, hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a very important message to you all. So this message was given to me a few days ago. I've had a lot going on, spending time with loved ones, and I wanted to make sure that when I came back on here to do this message that I would be able to receive it very clearly so that I can then bring it to you all, and so that all of those of you who are spiritual warriors would be prepared and ready to come in at this time. So this message is not for everyone. This message is for those of you who know that in this lifetime, part of your calling is to be a spiritual warrior in the spiritual warfare against the chosen, okay? And so I've done a few messages that are similar in the past, but this one right here is different because what was shown to me is that we as spiritual warriors have to come together collectively to establish our authority and to get on the team of defense at this point, spiritually. What does that mean? This looks like we're coming together, using our spiritual authority under the authority of the Most High God, our spiritual team and our higher self to come together to do a return to sender to the powers of wickedness. Generally, I call them the powers that were. Some consider them the powers that be, but we don't want to give them that power, okay? One thing that was shown to me is that over time, I've been able to understand that these people have been using not just physical tactics of war against us, but also, even more important, spiritual tactics of war against us, okay? Now, these spiritual tactics of war have been spell work, dark magic, rituals, spells to block you in many different ways of rising to your divinity and awakening to who you are, coming into remembrance of who you are, These spells have been directly against us for generations, okay? So it hasn't just been against those of you who are here in the flesh. It has been against your ancestors. These spells have been done against your offspring. These wicked demons who are currently in a position of power across the globe have not been able to establish this power simply by using physical tactics of war. Their greatest tactic has been through witchcraft, spell work, dark magic, okay? And this is how they've been able to enforce and implement generational curses over those of us who have a divine calling to come back into our position of authority, to step back into our position of power, and to bring righteous judgment over their heads and to balance things out within, you know, on earth and just within the cosmos itself. We have a position. We have a calling. And their greatest agenda, the largest part of their agenda has been to prevent us from doing that. So I'm going to be using this book, specifically this book, The 48 Laws of Power. I've used this before in the past. I'm going to channel the energy to see what they are currently planning. I'm also going to use my cards to see what they're currently planning. And towards the end of this message, I'm going to relate to you what you are going to be writing down and burning. We're going to do this in unison. I'll be doing mine at a specific location, but we need to do this in unison, especially now during this full moon that is upcoming on July, the Capricorn full moon, okay? And so within between now, whenever you see this video, up until then and 3 days after is a great time for us to come together collectively to shut this mess down. We have a divine calling and a position. Now, in the past, I've mentioned to you all that I don't personally do return to senders, but this specific one, I was given the message that we have to come together as spiritual warriors to create a shield around us, because right now these people or these lower-level beings are amping up their weapon of mass destruction against us. In the spiritual realm, they are doing more against us in terms of these dark magic spell work and rituals, but also in the physical, you can see many different mass shootings. We've had over 300 mass shootings take place within the U.S. As of 2022, and we're barely halfway through the year, okay? And so it's very important for us to see this through our spiritual eyes and to recognize that we have been granted the authority. Those of you who have been doing the work, okay, who have been doing the work to heal, stepping into your divinity, who have been operating from a space of breaking those generational curses, you know, doing the work to establish your power again, to establish your strength again, and you're doing this through the power and the authority of the Most High God. You've been working with your spiritual team. You know who you are, and you know that if you are the type of person, or if you have been granted the authority to step into this position, okay? Because not everyone has been granted the authority to do this. And so you know who you are by now, okay? So let's get started. Let's get right into this thing. What are the powers of wickedness, the powers that were currently planning spiritually against the chosen, okay? So let's see. We all have weaknesses, and our efforts are never perfect, but entering action with boldness has the magical effect of hiding our deficiencies. Con artists know that the bolder the lie, the more convincing it becomes. The sheer audacity of the story makes it more credible, distracting attention from its inconsistencies. When putting together a con or entering any kind of negotiation, go further than you planned. Ask for the moon, and you will be surprised how often you get it. Okay, first of all, you know, this is kind of tripping me out a little bit, because first of all, this is clearly in alignment with what has been shown to me, okay? They're currently planning to tell a very big lie, to create a massive illusion for the masses, specifically though the chosen, so that you do not step into your divinity. So So this lie, we're talking about spell work, though. We're talking about something that they're doing behind the scenes in the spiritual realm. So they might create an illusion in your personal lives, which is something that is not real. It's trickery, okay, to suck you more into the matrix, to suck you more into the illusion of what they have created here so that you are not able to see through your spiritual eyes, but you're more focused and centered on what this thing looks like through your natural eyes. So con artists know that the bolder the lie, the more convincing it becomes. So they're going to do something in the spiritual realm to convince you that something that is truly an illusion is actually the truth, okay? So be very mindful of what they're trying to do. When putting together a con or entering any kind of negotiation, go further than you plan. So they're going to push this to the limit, okay? They want to go further than they plan so that they can make sure that they hit the mark, okay? So they're going to definitely be conjuring up some very dark things, I feel, around this time of this full moon energy, okay? So be mindful of that, because at the end, what does it say? Ask for the moon, and you will be surprised how often you get it, okay? So are definitely planning something grand, a master manipulator to create an illusion for you, and they want to make sure that they push the limit so that you are that you actually believe whatever this lie is. So this is a distraction, obviously. Okay, let me see. This is a lot here. I want to see what is the current powers of wickedness planning in the spiritual realm against the chosen. Okay. So let me see. This is a lot to read, but I'm going to see what's being shown to me here. What money should buy is not lifeless objects, but power over people. By keeping money in constant circulation, they're speaking about somebody named Arentino, brought an ever-expanding circle of influence that in the end more than compensated him for his expenses. So this could be in regards to your finances. They could be creating some sort of illusion in regards to your finances or your security. This could be a lie that they might present to the world. Maybe they're preparing to create an illusion, you know, to bedazzle you spiritually so that when someone comes forward in the public eye to speak on something about the finances of the U.S. corporation or something about maybe even making some sort of promise to the masses or to the chosen in order to get you to trust them again. This could be what this is all about here. Let me see, because that's a lot to read. I'm just going to put these messages together as they come through. To maintain your independence, you must always be needed and wanted. The more you are relied on, the more freedom you have. Make people depend on you for their happiness and prosperity, and you have nothing to fear. Never teach them enough so that they can do without you. So this illusion that they plan on creating in the spiritual realm through their dark magic is to create a lie, something where they're going to push the limits. They're going to create a lie that seems so convincing that you might have to second guess yourself for a minute, but remember that you saw this video, okay? They're going to create an illusion for the masses, specifically though this is being targeted and aimed towards the chosen who are called to step into their power at this time in the age of Aquarius, okay? And so they want to create this codependency is what I'm hearing here, to maintain your independence. So this is them trying to maintain their independence, their position of power. In order for them to maintain this, they're going to create an illusion to make the masses believe that they need this power structure. They need these people to stay in a position of power. And the more that you rely on them, the more freedom they have. So the more others rely, the more we rely on the current power structure, the more freedom they have to go to and fro and to do as they please, okay? Because at that point, you give them permission to be your God. you are saying to them, I rely on you for my security. I rely on you for my happiness. I rely on you for my freedom. I rely on you for my safety and my protection. You pretty much lift them up and give them authority to be your God rather than going to the source, the creator, the most high of all things, himself, okay? And so, and I hesitate to say himself because I believe that the creator is both mother and father, okay? So these people are currently creating a codependency. This is what they're working on. Master manipulators in the spiritual realm, they're going to do something. They're going to bring something towards the world to make you believe I have to depend on you for my safety, my security, my financial freedom, all of these things. Make people depend on you for their happiness and prosperity, and you have nothing to fear. So listen, they're afraid right now. They are very afraid right now of those of you who are the spiritual warriors, those of you who have been given the authority, current vessel, to take back your power, okay, and to tear down their structure in the spiritual realm. This is where you're being called to do it as a spiritual warrior. So they're afraid of what we have been called to do, and they anticipate that we are accepting the call. And so in order to prevent you from doing that, they are now creating some sort of distracted tactic, an illusion to make you believe that you need them and you really don't, okay? So listen, so this is how they're keeping you. They want to keep you under their spell, all right? So never teach them enough so that they can do without you. That is the whole point. They do not want you to learn that you are more powerful than what they told you. They do not want you to remember that we are truly gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and that we come from a royal lineage. We are the royal lineage, okay? They want us to believe that they are the original. They are the gods. They are the kings. They are the queens, when in fact, they are lower-level beings who was never meant to be in a position of power, and they have displayed that and made it very clear to the world that they was never meant to be in a position of power based off of their behavior patterns, based off of the criminality, based off of the way that they came into being in power, okay? So it's very clear. Those of you who have awakened that see this thing through your spiritual eyes, that doesn't take rocket science. It's very obvious that these people are not meant to be in power and definitely not for long-term periods of time. This type of energy that they have been displaying and projecting is the type of kingdom that comes down almost as soon as it is built, okay? And so it is our position to take back our seat, to get back on our throne. And first, we are being called to shut this mess down in the spiritual realm. We see it ahead of time, and rather than accepting it and absorbing it, no, we're going to return all of this mess back to them. Everything that they sent towards our ancestors, everything that they sent towards us, everything that they sent towards our offspring, everything that they sent towards our divine union, everything that they sent to keep us from rising into our divinity and from receiving our inheritance, our birthright, and our sovereignty, we're going to return it back to them, okay? So I'm going to look at one more in terms of their plan. We put this whole thing together, and it becomes very clear what they're trying to do here. Okay, so I'm just going to read this quote because I'm being drawn to this quote down here. It says, "For a long time, I have not said what I believed, nor do I believe what I say. And if indeed sometimes I do happen to tell the truth, I hide it among so many lies that it is hard to find." So these people, it's very clear that this is all about distractions through falsehood. This is all about creating distractions through falsehood and lies and deception, okay? For a long time, I have not said what I believe. So these people, they tell you the opposite of what they know to be true, okay? They've always known that they are not the original people of the land. They've always known that they was never meant to be in a position of authority. They've always known that their time would be short-lived if we never awaken. So they would never tell you this. It says, for a long time, I have not said what I believe, nor do I ever believe what I say. So they don't even believe the lies that they tell. You see what I'm saying? These people don't even trust themselves, and this is why they're warring against one another right now. They don't even trust themselves because they know that they're wicked as hell at heart and that they will do anything to maintain their power, even if it means stepping on the necks of those people who they have been working with to go against you and your ancestors and offspring. Okay? And so this says, and if indeed sometimes I do happen to tell the truth, okay, if I happen to tell the truth, I hide it among so many lies that it's hard to find. So this is that same energy of them putting it right in your face, but they're going to hide it amongst so many lies, it's going to be like a needle in a haystack. That's how many lies are surrounding the truth. So they'll probably give you a taste here. You know, you send your children to school, and in the history, they'll tell you just a little taste of the truth, and they'll surround it with a bunch of lies just to make sure that the illusion is more magnified than the truth. And so it would take for you to really be looking with your spiritual eyes and really be, you know, searching for the truth and dissecting in order to find it. And that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of healing. It takes a lot of, you know, tearing down falsehood and conditioning and all of these things. And so they know that as long as they keep you distracted, many people will not get to the point of stripping themselves bare and stripping this illusion bare to get to the truth. Many people are too lazy or are not motivated enough, or they don't believe in themselves enough, or they're too they're buying too much into the lie to even know that there is a truth that is to be sought. You see what I'm saying? They don't even question it. And so, but those of you who have been chosen as the spiritual warriors, you question it. You see it very clearly, okay? Telling you that they have been telling us lies, and that's their plan. They are planning a master lie, a master manipulation in the spiritual realm, and they want to bedazzle you. They want to confuse you. They want to make you believe that whatever it is that they've been ready to offer is so delicious that it cannot be refused. But you already see this very clearly. The message is being channeled through me so that I can bring it to you, and you can go and ask for your own discernment and clarity from here. So let's just pull a couple of cards real quick, and then we're going to move towards the declaration that you will be writing and burning for those of you who have been called to do this. Say no. Whatever it is they're offering, say no. You see that? Say no, because they're getting ready to make an offer that seems like it cannot be refused, and it's going to seem so alluring that you're going to say, well, these people, we need them. We need them for our security. We need them for our protection because, you know, what they're offering here is something, it's just say no. Remember, they're going to push the limits, okay? They're going to tell a lie that's so far-fetched that it's going to be almost hard for you to believe whether or not it's the truth or a lie. But again, see through your spiritual eyes because you all have been granted and blessed with a gift. The chosen, see, we have gifts of seeing, okay? And many of us were shut down from being able to see, especially within our childhood, okay, because of the different traumas that we had gone through and the layers, the many layers that we had around us to protect ourselves from these traumas. It didn't allow us to be in that receptive energy to receive the messages anymore. So it's not that we lost our gifts, it's just that it became suppressed up underneath a lot of pain. And so, yeah, there's something here. They might even create some sort of illusion because, you know, they're already doing this with the, you know, with the miniature swords that they've been giving people and with the bid, okay, fear, and to have people out here thinking that they're getting ready to be the next victim of this man-made mess here, okay? But say no. And I feel like it's going to be even more amplified. I feel like they're planning something that stretches far beyond what we have currently seen, okay? So this is not strictly what they have been putting out there in the media from what we have been seeing since this whole pandemic began. No, this is going to be a lie that stretches even further than that, that not only makes you believe that you need their system, but you need their health care, you need their medicine, you need them financially. This is going to be something that's going to make you believe that you cannot exist without them. That's how far they're going to stretch this because they are afraid of you. They are afraid of those of us who know who we are right now, okay? They're monitoring the energy. They can see very clearly that we have awakened, okay? It's no secret. We all out here. We're speaking our truth, okay? And we are representing, we are projecting that energy, and it's tearing that beast that they were feeding for so long, it's dying because we've been pulling our energy back, okay? Look at this. They want to stop the prophecy. So whatever lie they are telling, now you know that the prophecy, it says that the head becomes the tail and the tail becomes the head. So we take our positions back. We take back our rightful seat as the true royal family. You see what I'm saying? We establish the true royal justice. We establish the true law, okay? We take our positions back, and so they are fearful. And so this is why they're getting ready to come forward with this lie and this illusion, okay? So be mindful of that. Look at that, the tower for the U.S. corporation. This card has come out many times in the past. It's very clear that these people are aware that their time is up. But remember, they will never come out and tell the truth. And if they do tell the truth, like they said in this book, they're going to hide it amongst so many lies that you will never be able to find it unless you are truly seeking it, okay? And so, yes, they know that their time is up, and they might have even put it out there for the world to see. You know, they might have said something here and there, you know, to alert those of us who have the true ears. He who has ears, let him hear. And we might have heard it, but the mass majority did not hear it when they confessed that their time was up, okay? So this is where they try to stop the prophecy to put you back to sleep by bedazzling you or making you or using some sort of lie or fear tactic to make you believe that you have to be codependent on them. For a large part, if there's such thing as cell work that creates some sort of codependency, this is what they are working on right now. Be mindful, because it's all about control. It's all about control, okay? They want to maintain their position of power, and in order for them to do that, it has to be with them controlling others because they don't have no place in that position. They're not supposed to be there, so they have to overexert themselves. They have to overdo it in order to gain their position of power and to maintain it, okay? They have to use force in order to maintain that power because everything in the universe is working against that. Everything in the universe is in opposition to them maintaining that position of power. And it's even more magnified now. And it's going to be even more amplified when those of you come together because we're going to return all this mess back to them. And this boomerang effect that they about to feel is nothing in comparison to what they could ever imagine because we returned it from our ancestors, whatever they've been doing to our ancestors for generations. That goes way, way back. We're returning it for all dimensions that they've been putting this magic out there because they recognize that we are multidimensional beings and they did not want us to know that. We are returning it for ourselves and the things that they did to us, not just in this lifetime, but all past lifetimes because they never wanted you to rise into your divinity. Each lifetime, you get the opportunity to evolve higher. But if you miss the mark, then you got to come back and you got to learn them lessons all you know, over again. And hopefully you'll get a little further up that mountain, but ultimately their goal is to push you back down so that you have to keep starting all over again, okay? It's like this revolving cycle of these karmic cycles, okay? And they want you to carry on those karmic, that karmic debt from one lifetime to the next, passing it on from one generation to the next, generational curses, so that you would never rise into your divinity and so that we would never take our rightful positions back in terms of balancing things out, okay? So we're going to balance scales, okay? That's what we're getting ready to do. We're about to balance some scales around here because it's been long overdue, and that's what our position is calling us to do at this time, okay? Let me see. Mind control. So much of what they plan on doing in terms of the spell work, their tactics, yeah, it's going to be dealing with intimidation tactics and mind control. So, of course, in order to create codependency, you have to first get into the mind of the person to make them believe that they need you, to make them believe that they themselves do not possess enough power, authority, or abundance or protection to maintain themselves. So they're going to do something to manipulate the mind and the spiritual realm. And I feel like they're going to present something to the world that you can see with your natural eyes that's going to be a very, very, very dark and wicked lie. That's going to be, they're going to stretch the truth so far that the truth will practically no longer exist, like they said, unless you're looking at it through a microscope. So this is what they're doing, as above, so below. In the spiritual realm, they're going to be creating these lies, using intimidation tactics to create codependencies in your own mind. And so they want to create it in the spiritual realm so that it will ultimately manifest in the physical. Because remember, these people have no power except for the power that we as a collective give them. So when we're all in this mind, when we're all collectively, or the majority is in this illusion of inclusion. We're all in this collective energy of energy. We come together collectively. We send that information out into the Akashic Records. All of that information comes together, and it manifests in the physical, because we are the mind. We are the brains that actually create their power structure. And so what happens when we work from the opposite effect of that? When we say, no, we are going to step into our divinity, we come together collectively, especially those of you who are strong and powerful because you have done the work to heal. We come together collectively, and we shift the energy, and we say, no, that's the first card that came out, no. We have taken back our authority. We have sent it back to you, all of those things that you have attempted to do towards us in the past, in the present, and in the future. You now receive the highest form of righteous judgment upon your head, and we receive our rightful positions back. That's what it is, and there's nothing else to it, okay? We take back our authority. We got to handle them like little children, because that's how they've been acting since they got into this position of power. That's who they was before they even stepped into the position of power. They never should have been there, okay? But apparently we needed this, just like the cold that goes, you know, into that pressure in order to become the diamond. We needed this to awaken here in the age of Aquarius. And so, yeah, look at this. They're fighting for power. They are fighting to come back and to stay in a position of power, okay? We know this, okay? And so this is not even a battle. We ain't even going to give them the opportunity to think that it's a battle. We know who we are. And when you're operating under the authority of the Most High God, under the power of the Most High God, it ain't no battle. You can't battle against the children of the Most High God who know who they are, who actually earned their position of authority. It is no battle. It's no competition. You know, once we step up and say no more, you are now being judged. We are now sending this back to you. They got to go sit their asses down and deal with the mess. And it's not just going to be in this lifetime. It's going to be for many, 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 many generations, because, again, they've been doing this against our people for many, many, many generations back. And not only that, but they intended on, because they're getting punished for their intentions too. They intended on doing it for many, many, many generations to come. So their punishment is massive. It's massive. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Okay, because they've been doing this for too long. You see what I'm saying? And they had many opportunities to start brand new, but they chose not to. They chose not to. They've been putting in that work. They've been putting in that work for too damn long against the chosen seed. Look at this. Look at this at the bottom of the deck, the Seven of Swords. But they being caught. We see them very clearly. Okay, they can't hide this deception from us anymore, but they working on it. They putting in some hard work to try to create this illusion, y'all. They putting in some hard work so that you're not able to see what they're truly planning. And they've been planning this for a minute, okay? Now, see, the world is in the reverse. The world in reverse indicates that they don't want this cycle to close out for themselves. They do not want to lose their position of power. They want to create a new world order for themselves. And that new world order means that those of you who are supposed to take your position, no, we're going to continue to maintain our position by shutting you all down. They don't want this cycle to close. And so this is why they've been putting in all of this work, okay? Let's see. Yeah. They've been taking action. But see, they're moving too damn fast. They're about to fumble over their own got doggone feet. All right? But this is a call. This is a call for action for us. For us to step into our own power, to step into our own authority, to know who we are, step into it confidently, boldly as a lion, okay? That's what I'm picking up on, a lion energy. Yeah, because the lion is right there in the background. So that's that lion, that energy of Leo is what I'm picking up there, that lion energy, okay? It's our time now. We come together. We come together because, see, what they think they're going to be able to stop us from stepping into our divinity, and they think they're going to come together and celebrate. Or we're going to celebrate our victory. We're going to celebrate our position. We have just bought ourselves a few more generations of power, but it ain't going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen because, see, we're going to do what's necessary to keep moving forward. We're going to do what's necessary to turn our backs away from these people and to keep moving forward. They think we're going to stay stuck, but we ain't staying stuck nowhere, okay? Justice is here. We are going to balance out the scale. This is the time of justice for these people. They thought they would never see the day. Their ego and their pride and the darkness that they operate under really made them believe that they would never see the day of judgment where things would be balanced out, where they would have to receive that karma that you can boomerang back to them, and all of those wicked intentions that they have placed out there against us, they never thought that that sword would come down on their head. But see, the thing is, it's only because we needed to see the truth of the matter. It took us a while to awaken out of sleep, okay? But in the age of Aquarius, like I tell you all the time, this is the time of the reveal where nothing can be hidden. And so now, for those of you who are not pressing the snooze button and you've gotten up and you've done the work to heal and you said, I'm going to forge ahead and I'm going to do what's necessary to break these chains, this is our time. We come in and we establish the true justice, okay, because we've been given the authority and granted the authority by the Most High God because the Most High has found us worthy to have it, okay? And so these people want us to be in victimhood mode. They want us to be in this energy of holding on to them, in victimhood mode, codependent on them because we've been hurt. We have been misused and mistreated for so long by this structure, by this current power structure, that they want us to stay in this energy of holding on, okay, in victimhood mode, in search of help, in search of their assistance, believing that we can't move forward without them. But see, they got this thing all twisted, okay, because we're ready to release these people. And see, they've been watching us like hawks, okay, but see, they're about to come in with a real bad lie. You see, the page of swords is all about lies, okay? They're getting ready to come in with a lie to take you back into victimhood mode. That's the whole point. That's just, yeah, because they want to keep us, and this is all mental with these swords coming out. They want to keep you stuck and blind. You see that person with the blindfold right there? They are under the illusion that they cannot get themselves out of this situation, but that's what they are interested in creating. Like they said, with the moon, the energy of the moon, they're using this particular full moon to do this magic against the masses, especially the chosen, to put you back into this energy of feeling like you are stuck and you have to be codependent on their system. Do not fall for the illusion, because this person can get themselves out of this position easily. If they take the blindfolds off, they can get out of this position easily. So this is just an indicator that see it through your spiritual eyes and recognize that you are not stuck, you are not chained, you are not bound to the system. But that's what they want you to believe, okay? And so then we have here, yeah, release them. Release these people. We ain't holding on to these people no more. We're not holding on to the system. We're not holding on to the structure, okay? We want it to come down. We want to see these people lose because it's been long overdue. No part of this system has been to work for our people. And specifically, I'm talking about the melanated man, woman, and child. It has never been to work for us. It has always been structured to work against us because it was built against us. They came in and took everything away from us and stripped us of our identity, of our power, of our spirituality. They stripped us of our financial security. Every time we built something up, they made sure that they was very intentional in tearing it back down, whether it was our family structure, whether it was Black Wall Street, anything that we built, okay? They made sure that they was very intentional about tearing it down. But see, we step into our power now. We ain't no longer walking around here talking about some kumbaya. We want to integrate. We want to hold hands with you. We don't need, no, we need to be working on holding hands with one another and grabbing hold of our spiritual team and holding hands with the Most High God so that we come together in our true power, in our true divinity, connecting back with Mother Nature, doing what's necessary to step into our power. We release these people. We release this structure because it's coming down any doggone way, okay? It's bad news for them. It's bad news for them because, see, they're all about doing things from underhandedness and wickedness anyway. We're leaving them out in the cold, okay? We go ghost on their ass, okay? Behind the scenes, they're planning wickedness. They're planning wickedness. They want to throw you off emotionally. They want to have you all in your emotions and feeling codependent. Queen of Cups is very emotionally codependent because they're using spiritual practices that are underhanded. They're misusing their position of authority here, okay? So whatever it is that they're planning, let me see what this might look like in the physical when it does, when it is shown to the masses. Because we know that it's a lie that's going to make people feel like they need to be codependent. Whatever this is, people, they want people to feel alone. They want people to feel isolated, secluded, okay? Because the Hermit has come out twice. And then this is when they come in with this offer to romanticize you with some sort of illusion to make you think that this is going to actually help you to heal, when in fact when in fact it's really just to keep you, yeah. They want you to think that this illusion that they're creating is going to be beneficial to you, but it's really to keep you from accepting the opportunity of stepping into your divinity that's been handed to you by the Most High God, a new opportunity. They want you to stay stuck in the illusion, focused on the illusion with your hands and legs crossed as if you have no power or authority. That's really what they're planning here. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're stealing your inheritance. Meanwhile, they're stealing your birthright, okay, your sovereignty, and that generational wealth that should be passed down to your children. That's really what they're planning here, okay? So don't fall for this mess. You're not going to fall for this mess. We're going to overcome this and shut it down. Yeah, they want to keep us on this hamster wheel. They want to maintain their control, okay? They want to keep us on this karmic wheel, collecting karmic debt so that we never step into our divinity. So whatever it is that they're planning, just know that it's not going to be effective because we stay 1,000 steps ahead. Our spiritual team is always seeing things that we do not see, okay? And we are always working with them to ensure that they are operating on our behalf to bring down this current structure and to ensure that we are protected at all times. But what I got, you know, I love you all. Oh, this is what I also want to say because I want to tell you all this part. And I'm also, when I get ready to do this, I'm going to write it in the description box. So if any of you decide to put this in the description box, I want to tell you thank you in advance. But this is what it's going to sound like. If you want to tweak it, you know, and make adjustments on your end, feel free to do so. This is just what has come to me, and so I'm bringing it to you all. This is a return to sender to the powers of wickedness. I call on all spiritual warriors of the spiritual realm of light to destroy and return to sender all spell work, dark magic, rituals, wicked intentions against the chosen, our ancestors, our offspring, our divine union, our freedom and inheritance. Return to them all they have sent towards our people this lifetime, past lifetimes, in spirit and in flesh, across all timelines and dimensions, that they may receive the highest form of righteous judgment till all be balanced. Okay? So it is. And we're going to burn this. So I'm going to read it one more time, and then I'm going to close out. Return to sender to the powers of wickedness. I call on all spiritual warriors of the spiritual realm of light to destroy and return to sender all spell work, dark magic, rituals, wicked intentions against the chosen, our ancestors, our offspring, and our divine union, our freedom and inheritance. Return to them all they have sent towards our people this lifetime, past lifetime, in spirit and in flesh, across all timelines and dimensions, that they may now receive the highest form of righteous judgment till all be balanced, okay? And so it is. And so you're going to write that and you're going to burn it. And you're going to do this during this Capricorn full moon. I'm going to actually, I have.
All right. Now, that's a year old, you guys. Almost a year old. So, but, you know, it still applies. Love, Travis Zane. I have the video credits in the show notes. It's to anybody who's curious to know about Susan being from her. She's amazing. So please subscribe to her channel and book your reading with her. Video credits in the show notes. And I'm going to end with Psychic Self-Defense, Tap Into Your Magic from Conjure Queen, guys. Please join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here in Hampton Wonders Radio. Sometimes I come on earlier, but the show will be available for you guys always by end of day, on the day that it's scheduled to air. All right, guys, if you need to book a reading from me or, you know, want a phone call or anything to discuss, any tips or anything like that, motivational classroom is Spiritual Soul Sunday, Hanson Wellness Radio in general is one big on classroom where we learn, grow together, guys. Definitely enjoyed this podcast, you know, just enhance your awareness as to be in the know, right? All right, guys, till next time.
Can you talk a little bit about this?
Ashe, peace family, Country Queen here. And I have something that I want to talk to the family about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about spiritual self-defense, psychic self-defense. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that a lot of people are trying to fight fire with fire. And the thing that I'm basically talking about here is we have to understand that this is a spiritual war. You feel me? This is a spiritual psychic war. And a lot of the times, they don't want us to tap into our magic. They don't want us to tap into our true power. And honestly, we do our spells to free our mind. We do our spells to elevate our mind, body, and spirit. And so when we try to fight the enemy, quote unquote, with their own weapons, we got to realize that that's their weapons. That's their tools. Like, we forgot that we have the magic that can make things happen. We can manipulate matter. We can manipulate energy on the spiritual realm. When you're able to manipulate energy on the spiritual realm, you already start to influence the cause before it has an effect. The physical realm is the effect. Understand that. You feel me? The physical realm the physical realm is the effect, and the spiritual is the cause. Every cause has an effect. Every effect has its cause, right? Shout out to the family that's come up in the building. I see you guys. YouTube is very strange. Why am I not able to see how many people are in here? This is why I have not been really going live on YouTube. If you guys notice, I've been really going live on my Instagram and just reposting it on YouTube. For whatever reason, I've been having issues. But, you know, I did want to just do a quick live because I wanted to talk to you guys about what's going on. And I'm noticing that when we do our rituals, we see things manifest. When we do our rituals, we see that we have the power to make change. But sometimes we step back into the matrix and we forget that our spiritual power, our superpower is our magic. And this is the reason why they try to keep a lot of us away from our spiritual technology. You feel me? Let me tell you something. Like, a lot of us we are going through ascension symptoms where your mind, your body, your spirit, like, a lot of things are going to be changing with you. Like, currently, right now, I'm looking a little crazy right now because I'm detoxing, and I'm going to be detoxing for a few weeks because it's a waning moon. And one of the things that spirit has delivered to me is like, yo, bro, like, you got to do a serious detox, a cleanse. So y'all already know, when you detoxing, that means that you need to purge your body of all impurities, purge your body of all types of addictions, like whatever it is that you feel is anchoring you or holding your spirit back from truly blossoming into what it needs to be. You have to release that and let it go. And the best time to do so is a waning moon. I want you to understand that there's a reason why a lot of people are stepping into their power and stepping into the spiritual world. More people are waking up and asking questions. More people are wondering, you know, what is their purpose? What else is out there? People are seeking answers. People want to know what's really going on in the world because people know that something's not right. Something in their spirit is resonating in their DNA that's awakening them. There's a huge awakening that's happening right now, okay? A lot of things are changing. A lot of things that we once thought were real is no longer going to be real. Reality is going to change itself. People are not going to know what's real and what's fake anymore, okay? So we detox, honestly, to release and let go of old, outdated patterns within ourselves because as above, so below, as within, so without. For instance, I just had this inclination to clean. Like, for instance, when you're detoxing, that means detoxing your home. You're taking all things that you're not using anymore, waste, clutter, all that stuff, pack it in the bag, throw it out, sell it, give it away. You don't need it. Cleaning your home for feng shui. Clean your mind, your body, so that you can probably be able to be a vessel for spirit to channel through you.
Important.
Detoxing is tiresome and strenuous. Yes, it is, but it comes with willpower. It comes with discipline. And the more discipline you have, the more stronger your spirit, right? A lot of the times we hear about the mystics who go through these long journeys without food, without water, and all these tests they go through in order to test their spirit, because what they're doing is they're strengthening their spirit. Just like your body needs resistance to get stronger with muscles, your spirit also needs resistance through discipline. Please, family, if one thing I can't stress is during this time, please study. Please study during the waning moon, because we're in the waning moon right now. The moon is in, I believe it's still in Aries. It was in Aries and is moving into Taurus. I think around 4 p.m. Eastern time it moves into Taurus. But the thing is, you really, during a waning moon, this is a time of rest, a time of reflection, a time of kind of contemplating, okay, you know what? What did I learn during this moon phase? What is it that I need to let go of? What is it that I need to do for myself so I can get closer to becoming the best version of myself? Because a lot of the times we do things and we add things to our plate that we don't really need. And now we have a surplus of junk and just being busy all the time. And being busy is not always being productive. So anyway, I digress. I wanted to just simply say that for people that's been wondering and stepping into the spiritual journey, and let's say you're a little bit unsure about magic, or you're a little unsure about, you know, what this journey really entails, this is really about you connecting to your higher self. This is about you connecting to your spirit guides, to your ancestors, or to whoever your spiritual team may be. Now, the reason why we do this is because you'll notice that the more conscious and the more elevated you become, the more it may seem lonely in this physical realm. But I'm just here to let you know that your spirits are protecting you from energies that do not serve you. Your spirit is protecting you from energies that's not going to be conducive to your purpose and your path. So people are going to have to get moved out the way. Jobs are going to have to get moved out the way. Living situations are going to have to get moved out the way. Relationships are going to have to get moved out the way. Whatever it is that's not serving your highest calling, when you step into the spiritual path, you got to understand that that is an initiation. When you do your first spell, that's an initiation, right? When you step into this path, you're going to go through tests, and there's going to be things that's going to happen that will be part of your initiation. Okay? Understand that. Like I said in my previous video that I posted, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, I was basically talking about Anunnaki, the Nephilim, and starseeds and witches, and I was talking about a lot of these starseeds and people who have these gifts, spiritual gifts, psychic gifts, people who watch my channel. They come from these gods or these aliens or these extraterrestrial or superhuman race of beings, entities, and these descendants have these abilities to tap into the spiritual reservoir. And what's happening is that people are, how can I say, the awakening is happening so big, but people are still afraid, and you have to do your magical spells. You don't do magical spells just to get by. I mean, some people do magical spells for a quick money ritual, for a quick love spell, for a quick, I don't know, protection, and nothing's wrong with protecting yourself and doing stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, we do, the purpose of magic, when you start stepping into higher magic, when you start stepping into like doing planetary magic, when you start stepping into celestial magic, when you start stepping into that real high alchemy, that's when you're doing your magic to elevate yourself. You're doing your magic to elevate. You're doing your magic to get you up out of here. That's the point of this. You don't want to stay trapped here. Magic is everything you do. I say, magic is everything you do. Everything is magic. But the fact is, we got so locked into left-brain society that we forgot to have the wondering mind of a child. Children always have imagination and wonder. And they realize that everything around them is magical. And that's why children are so powerful. But what happens is you've grown older, you killed your childlike self, and now you're wondering why you're miserable and stuck at a job or stuck in a situation or a relationship that's going nowhere because you chose a wrong path. You chose a path of mediocrity when you are supposed to be destined for greatness. When you settle for mediocrity and you have a big spirit and God or great spirit has a big plan for you, you are going to experience hardship. You are going to experience blocks. You are going to experience detours because spirit is saying, uh-uh, this is not the life for you. You're going to rearrange things. Uh-uh, nope, come back. You're going to have to do this all over again. Is it possible they can be manifested to where we can see them physically now? Not really sure what you took. Oh, yes, the Nephilim and stuff? Yeah, the more higher your vibration, the more you'll be able to start seeing things. That's why a lot of the times people who start stepping into spirituality, who start to do more meditations, who start to elevate their spirit more, they raise their vibration and they're able to start seeing shadow people or entities or beings in the peripheral view. This is what I call your third eye is turning on, right? We have to realize that we have multiple psychic senses. And the way that spirit adjusts your physical senses or the senses that you're used to is, for instance, you might start seeing things in your peripheral view, right? Or you start smelling things that are not really there. Nobody else can smell it. You might get a whiff of, you know, strange perfume or a cologne or tobacco. Or you might get a whiff of something pungent and stink, like rotten meat, eggs, or something dead. If you smell that, then that means that you really need to do a spiritual cleanse because you got a negative spirit around you, and that's something that you don't want to keep around because it can create chaos and dread in your life, you know. But I just want to say, too, I put it on my Instagram, but for people who may not know who don't have my Instagram, I am doing spiritual consultations again. I just started. I opened it up, I think, last week, and slots is already getting taken up. It's crazy. Spirit told me that it's time for me to start step back into doing readings again because a lot more people, especially the youth, are stepping into this path, and people want to know their destiny. People want to know their purpose. People want to know how to activate their psychic centers, how to connect with their ancestors and their higher self and their spirit guides. And honestly, more spiritual teachers need to step forward, right? So Spirit called me to do it. You know, I'm like, okay, fine, Spirit, because I know I took a hiatus for a while. But, yeah, I'm back doing readings again, giving guidance, channeling my guides to assist you along your journey, and also opening up opportunities for private mentorship. And I'm not going to be mentoring a lot of people because I'm going to be doing a lot of things in the background, so I'm only going to be mentoring a few people. And it's based on my discretion. Because honestly, you know, don't come to me for readings, and I always tell people, don't come to me for readings if you want to hear something that's going to make you feel nice, because my guides do not lie. They're very blunt. Anybody who ever got a reading with me, they will tell you, consciously will not bullshit you. And I will tell you exactly what it is that's going on. So don't ask me if your man is cheating on you, because if he is, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will tell you, yes, he is. And don't be mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? So these readers are not just about mundane things. It's more so about understanding who are your star family. Why did you come here? Are you on the right path? Are you deterring from what you need to be doing? Is the reason why you're blocked because you're not doing your calling? You're not fulfilling your destiny. So sometimes Spirit will guide people to me because they freaking going left when they need to be going right. And don't get it twisted. We all have detours sometimes, so don't feel bad. Don't feel like, you know, it's too late for you to get on the right track. It's never too late to get your life back on the right track. It's never too late to refocus. We all get distracted. Come on, we live in a freaking, this crazy-ass matrix that's designed to keep you dumb, confused, and freaking just stuck on stupid. That's what this matrix is designed for, and that's why the majority of the population is sleeping. If being woke was easy, everybody would freaking be doing this healing work. But people are fake doing it because it's trendy. But like I said, once again, a lot of things are going to start happening that's going to open people's eyes, and you're going to see who's real and who's not. Real recognize real. A lot of us have galactic family. A lot of us don't come from here. And you a lot of you, the reason why a lot of your magic and you're not getting connection with spirit is because you're connecting with the wrong entities. You're connecting with the wrong freaking deities or whatever it is. Like, you're not tapping into your specific lineage. Some people work better with the Hindu gods. Some people work better with the Native American gods. Some people work better with the freaking Nordic gods. Some people work better with the Haitian, the Lua, the gods. Some people work better with the Orisha. Some people work better with the Nesuru. Some people just work better with working with the Fae, with the elementals. Some people just work fine with just freaking working with demons and angels. Some people work with whatever works with you. Everybody's blood type, bloodline, lineage, spiritual family, spiritual court is different. And that's why I always say readings are helpful to get you on the right track so that your magic, your rituals, your freaking patience can start to work. Am I saying that you need a reading in order to get to where you need to go? No. Kaja Queen is never saying that you need to go to anybody to get on to manifest your destiny. What I'm saying is having guidance. Even I have my own freaking spiritualist I go to give me guidance. A heart surgeon can't perform surgery on themselves. It gives us guidance when we have somebody that can help us. Even therapists have therapists. Most therapists go through the craziest ish because that's what makes them the best. They've been through it. They've been through hell and high water. So that's what makes them be able to give you good advice because they've experienced life in the craziest degree. And thank you so much for the donation, Ms. Royal of Divine Oracle. I appreciate you. Also, if you're watching this, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Family, you already know how the algorithms are. I appreciate you. All you got to do is hit that X on the right side, hit the thumbs up button, and come right back into the live chat. But I just wanted to leave you guys with that. Understand that spiritual technology is your superpower. Stop getting mad on social media. Stop getting mad at the propaganda. Don't get mad at the effects. Understand that you have the power to manipulate the cause. Understand that you have the power to manipulate matter. Understand what your superpower is. Stop worrying about everything outside of you and start to go inside. What's going on inside of you? If there's chaos inside of you, then it's going to be chaos on the outside of you. If you want to start to see a better world, you got to start working on yourself. If you want to see a better world, start visualizing what type of world do you want to see. Because in the world of imagination, you can create anything. Understand that all things form in the imagination world before they form here in the physical concrete world. Right? The world of matter. Physics. We're talking about metaphysics. Understanding metaphysics, understanding alchemy, understanding magic and rituals and spells, understanding what your path is. Thank you for the donation, family. I appreciate you. Understanding what your path is and taking that path because everybody's path is different. Stop trying to follow what the next person is doing because their path might be completely different from that person. That's why you shouldn't compare yourself to people on social media. You got to be careful who you follow on social media. You got to be careful of these false prophets rising up because who Revelation told you false prophets will rise up? There will be a lot of them. And a lot of them are out here capitalizing off of people's weaknesses. A lot of people out here is hurting. 2020 hurt a lot of people. And so here come all the charlatans and the scammers trying to take every last dollar that you got, trying to take, suck your life, soul, and spirit from you. A lot of these people out here that you open yourself up to, you got to be careful with getting readings from everybody because when you open yourself up, when you go into a reading, you are allowing that person to enter into your spirit. You must have to make sure you trust this person. Do your research. Ask around. Is this person legit? Is this person scamming? How are they readings? How are they spirit? Look at their life. Study them. Understanding who this person is before you open yourself up to them. Because getting a reading from the wrong person will F you up. And I'm telling you this, I've seen people, and this is sad, people who have come to me for readings, they told me that really well-known psychics did readings for them, but because the person didn't want to come back or something happened, like the psychic had put like a hex on them so that way the person will not do well. And they do this return back to me spell on a lot of their clients so that you can always have problems and continue to keep coming back for readings. And my thing is this. If you come to me for a reading, I'm not going to charge you $5,000-something to a ritual. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it yourself. I'm going to say, look, you need to get this. You need to prepare it this way. You got to do it this many times, and this is what's going to happen. And I follow up. So you have to be really careful because people will get you. They will hex you. Hexes are very real. And a lot of these spiritualists are salty. If they feel like you leave them, you go to somebody else, they'll probably do something to you. That's why you got to look at a person's character and their spirit. Just because somebody call you sis, or some people say peace, or some people say, hey, king, hey, queen, hey, goddess, all of that stuff, head wraps, incense, all of that could be bullshit, and they really got nasty spirits out here. You got to call on your deities, your gods, your higher self, your spirit with some turquoise so that you can see the truth behind people's veil. You ask spirit to reveal the truth to you so you can see people for who they really are. I told y'all about that turquoise, right? Wearing that turquoise make sure that people tell the truth. People will spit out the truth by accident to you. They will tell on themselves. Oh, honey, I'm wearing my turquoise right now. Okay. I'm like, people, they just can't help it. They just start either spilling their whole life to you, or let's say it's a secret enemy. They'll just start to, they'll reveal themselves. They'll say little funny stuff. You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, wait a minute, what did you just say? Or you might be able to pick up telepathically on what they're saying. How many times have you swore you heard somebody say something? And you'd be like, yo, did you say something? They're like, no, I ain't saying nothing, you bugging. No, pay attention to that because your spirit reveals to you what they're thinking. A lot of y'all have telepathy, and y'all don't even realize it. Stop ignoring your spiritual gifts. Like I said, spiritual self-defense, a lot, these beings that's trying to control the world is trying to manipulate you with your own power. This is your power. They made you afraid to tap into it by telling you it's demonic, it's satanic, stay away from that stuff, it's forbidden. No, you got to realize that we use these powers to overthrow our enslavers. And it's not even freaking humans that's trying to enslave the earth. We got to tap into our spiritual technology and overthrow them. That's the only way that we're going to get out of this. We got to use our spells and our rituals to raise our vibration. We got to use it to understand and study metaphysics, study spirituality, study the different realms, the different kingdoms, study the different worlds. Okay? Tap in, tune in, and learn thyself. I can't stress this enough. I don't mean to overwhelm you guys with lots of information because I know some people be telling the same kind of thing. You got to slow down when you do your videos. You be saying a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. But when I'm channeling, it just flows through. I can't just stop. It just comes. It goes. But protect yourself out here. Tap into your spirituality. I got tons of books that's telling you where to start. People always ask me, what books to start with? What books do I start with? Where should I start, Conscious Me? Honestly, check out my freaking early videos. I've been talking about this for a very long time. And a lot of my early videos got a lot of gems. Okay? Free information. Check out my Amazon link. It has freaking books in it that I studied. The books changed my freaking life and my mindset on the world around me. Read Encyclopedia of Spirits. If you're so scared of spirits and you're scared of the spiritual realm, what do you do when you're scared of something? You study it. You learn about it. There's no reason to be afraid of something you don't understand. Whatever it is you're afraid of, I challenge you. This is homework for you. I want you to write down what you're afraid of. It could be anything. It could be afraid of the dark. You're afraid of the unknown. You're afraid of abandonment. You're afraid of being alone. You're afraid of heights. You're afraid of close, tight spaces. Whatever it is,
Write it down. Write all your fears down. And I want you to study what these fears are. And I want you to study. I want you to go within and ask yourself, when did I become scared of these things? Was this conditioned to me? Was this passed down to me? Was it because my family, my friends, and my parents were afraid of this thing? Did society teach me that I'm supposed to be afraid of this? How old was I when I started to fear this? When did this control my life? Does this control the actions that I take? And study what that thing is, because you'll realize that, yo, this is an irrational fear. Why am I afraid of this? And I guarantee you, you'll get over it. When I was little, I was afraid of ghosts because I saw them. I saw spirits. And then when everybody around me was like, oh, what are you talking about? There's nothing there, making you feel like you're crazy. I shut down my psychic centers because I'm like, you know what? I'm afraid of these things. Nobody else is seeing them. I don't know how to, you know, protect myself from this. I shut my psychic senses down until I got older, and the gift came back to me. Once again, whatever is your calling, it will continue calling to you. It will keep coming back. So a lot of y'all did shut down your psychic senses, but you're waking up again to remember what your gifts are, what your purpose is, what your destiny is. That's why you are here. Synchronicity, baby. But tune in, tap in, do your homework, do your research. I gave you homework tonight, so check that out. And also for the people that's coming in after the live, you know, if there's any topics that you guys want me to cover, drop it in the comment section. I'll make some videos on it. I know it's so much stuff to talk about. And really, we had a time where we just got to start, like, putting information out there. We have to start doing the work. We have to start connecting with each other. We have to start building communities. We have to start learning these survival skills, buying survival manuals, understanding how to do foraging, how to start a fire in the woods if you need to, how to freaking hunt. You got to understand how to freaking, how to forage for things. There's so much stuff that we have to study, herbal medicine, all of that stuff, ceremony, rituals. But anyway, like I said, family, once again, if you want to book a spiritual consultation with me, my link is in the description. I put it in there. I also post it after this video is done. And then that way we can help you figure out who your star family is, what your purpose is, where you are in your destiny, and all of that good stuff. But anyway, I'm going to go. Happy Friday, the day of love. Send you lots of love and high vibration today. Keep your protection up, family. There's a lot of crazy things going on out here. Portals are open. Keep your eye open. Love you guys. Thank you so much, everybody, for the donations. Hit that thumbs up. And if you're new, subscribe. And I will see you later. Conscious Queen signing out. Peace.
Your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Viacom. distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place. Welcome to America. Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip. We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips. Welcome to America. Welcome to America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Everything takes forever. And truth is a new minority. Oh, welcome to me.
Down. Transformation.